بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. The name of the surah is Hamim Sajda, with which most of it was read at the end of the juz that was recited last night. At the end of this, or close to the end of the juz, the purpose of the name of the surah Hamim Sajda is mentioned. The Almighty Allah speaks to man and jinn, and we are told that if your pride prevents you from falling in sajda in front of Allah, فَإِنْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا then know well فَالَّذِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ that by Almighty Allah there is a unique creation, it is called the angels. فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ those by Almighty Allah, they will never get tired. They will never say, I won't have time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَطَّتِ السَّمَا وَحُقَّ لَهَا أَن تَيُطَّ He looked up. He said, I have heard the sky making a creaking sound. Then he said, why should it not make that sound? He said, there's not a place there except that the angel's head is not in sajda. So when it comes to ibadat, is it needed by Almighty Allah? Which comes in one hadith, where Allah tabarak ta'ala announced to mankind that if all of you, from the beginning till the ending, man and jinn, gather on the heart of the greatest transgressor of the time, meaning you'll all become the worst. He said, Allah's greatness will not decrease in the least bit. And he said, if all of you, from the beginning till the end, man and jinn, gather on the heart of the most pious of the time, meaning the whole world becomes that. He said, the greatness of Allah will not increase the least bit also. He said, oh man, it is your actions which I'm counting. Oh man, it is your actions which I am counting. So who will find in his actions good? Then it is for him. And who will find something else? Then he should not blame but himself. The surah comes on the end of the surah is this. That فَإِنْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا If your pride has prevented you from submitting to Allah. One submission is the submission of iman. By the grace of Allah, Allah gave that to us. That we submitted. Because there was a nation before that for them to make that sajda was too difficult. Just to put this head down, Abu Talib, when he was asked by Ali radiallahu anhu, was father of Ali radiallahu anhu. So he said to Ali radiallahu anhu, if you want to accept this new faith, there's no problem. One is, he said, me, I can't leave the way of my forefathers. But the other one, he said, that this thing that you're doing, where your head is going lower than your behind, where your head is going lower than your behind, he said, that I can never ever do. Now me and you might not understand that day because we grew up making the sajda. But for the one who never made a sajda, especially the Arab at that time, his honor was his face, and the biggest of the face was the nose. That's why they said, when your nose goes in dust, it's finished. Like amongst our people, they will say, na kat gai. You cut my nose, meaning my pride you took. You never invite me for the walima. That's a na kat gai. They had this. To such an extent they had it, that when Abu Jahl was on the verge of being killed, and just before the Sahabi killed him, he said, just let my head be upraised, then kill me. So it will always be said, he died with his nose high. So much of pride. I'll die also, but make sure my nose is not in the dust. That's what they had. So for them to take this nose and push it in the dust was a zero, impossible. Allah saved us that we never go through that exam. Where first we had the thought that this is my pride, and then you were told, no, break it. We grew up in sajda. So that part was the easy part. For me and you to make sajda is very easy. But it is not only the sajda of the face, it is the sajda of the heart also. That there will be still times when certain laws of shariat will come. And me and you might say, my father never do it. When you will hear that Eid time, let's this year make separate, men separate, women separate. You say, in this family, it's how I talk, no one else talks. So that man, how he could not submit with his face lower than his behind. It must not be that me and you can't submit to the command of Allah. Allah says that if your pride prevents you from the submission, then remember those that are by Almighty Allah, يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Day and night they involved in the tasbih of Allah. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. They will never get bored. But before that, Allah Tabarakallah describes the two groups. The height of power perhaps in history was found in a nation called Aad. So powerful they were that they even said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Can there ever be someone stronger than us? They were a nation what we will call giants. Giants in size, giants in power. So it said that if your pride is in your power, then most likely you're not stronger than Aad. They were that nation, when they had to hunt, they never need weapons, they hunted with their hands. They would grab the animal and they would squeeze the neck of the animal. Their hand was their everything, giants in size. Allah Tabarakallah answered them when they said, can there ever be someone stronger than us? Almighty Allah said, can they not realize, أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. That the Allah who created them, He is much more stronger. And then Allah Tabarakallah said, when we sent our fierce winds against them, during those few days, and we told them, now just taste what our punishment is. It was only a taste, meaning the real punishment is there. As those winds blew, their houses went, and they also were being pushed. Side to side, side to side, side to side. Banging against one place, banging against another place. In the ending, Allah Tabarakallah described it, it was like palm trees fell to the ground. Palm trees tall. We saw it falling to the ground. One after the other, these giants fell to the ground. He said, taste. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَىٰ. And remember that the punishment of the year after is even more disgraceful. Then if it was that you are master in your business, architecture was the people called Thamud. Salih alayhi salam and the camel, he came to a nation that they had such architecture in their hand, that they would carve in a mountain that beautiful molds. So they never need a machine and with a chisel and make that smart flower. With their hand they could make flowers. There was flowers in the walls. They said that if you entered their city, you would think, looking at the walls, that spring has come. There was flowers made out of rock. Flowers made out of rock. Meaning every one of them, they would just sit and with their hand, they could design anything. It was like rock was melting in their hands. Allah Tabarakallah said, we send for them the means of finding guidance. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَىٰ عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ. But they prefer to be blind instead of seeing the path. So it was one scream that grabbed them, one scream. They even said that the people of Aad before us, the winds destroyed them. So they built that houses of theirs in the mountains. That if the heavy winds come, winds will take houses away. But it can't take mountains away. But you can't run from Allah. You can't run. Like how he said, don't run from death. Because that man will say, I'm taking so much precaution, I mustn't get sick. But when death will come, you'll die in your sleep also. He said that winds won't get us. They never needed a wind. It was one scream of the angel. The mountain remained, the house remained, and the one in the house, that scream hit the eardrum burst, and all of them gone. That houses are still up today. Come and see the houses of the nation who thought that their mountains will protect them. Then Allah Tabarakallah says, and on the day when the enemies of Allah will be brought to the fire, and they will now be put in their groups. When they will come to us, شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. When their ears and their eyes and their skin will give witness against them. Then they will say to their skin, how can you give witness against us? Meaning, if I'm going to burn, you're going to burn. And the skin will say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ, that Allah that made everything talk is making us talk. No option. But this verse, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ, O man, you were not hiding. You were not hiding from Allah. أَن يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ. You never thought that one day my own body will give witness. So because you never thought that this is looking and this is looking, so you only looked to the right and the left. And you made sure your wife is in the bathroom and quickly you put on the phone. Allah said, you never hide. Because you never thought that your own limbs will give witness against you. وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. He said, forget your limbs. It seemed you felt that Allah doesn't know a lot of things happening in the world. Because that man, when he looked like this, and he said, she's not here. That she's not here means he's not here also. He said, forget your limbs. It seemed you really thought Allah doesn't know what's happening. وَذَٰلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ. He said, it was this thought that you had of your Allah that destroyed you. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And today you are crying in regret. فَإِن يَصْبِرُوا. So now in the fire, even if you say, let me burn, what else? And I'll be patient in the punishment. Ever you find a man. Allah says, even if you remain patient, فَالنَّارُ مَثْوَى لَهُمْ, your home now is the fire. وَإِن يَسْتَعْتِبُوا, and if you lift up your hand and you say, can I give an excuse? Or can I ask for one more chance? فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُعْتَبِينَ, it will be said, no, no. No more chances. This is for the people who died on kufr. May Allah save us all. But there will be those people who will also have to go in the fire. And it will be on account of the same thing. No submission to Allah. And when we do evil, we forget that Allah is okay. Allah tabarak ta'ala on the next page then speaks, as for the people of Iman who said, Allah is our Rabb. And then they tried to remain straight. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels descend upon them, saying to them, don't have any fear. Don't have any regrets. This is at the time that the man is just going to pass away. Just going to pass away. And he's very worried. Allah sends angels who say to him that the future for you is not bad. Don't be scared. And then he thinks about, but what about my past? They'll say, have no regrets. Meaning your past has been forgiven, your future has been opened. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. He said, we have come to give you the glad tidings of a paradise which we have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In the world when you were alive, we were your friends, meaning always making dua for you. And now we will be with you till the end. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. In this paradise, whatever you desire, you will get it. Whatever you call, نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Allah has told us that we must lay out your dastarkhan. This nuzul means that when a guest comes and you get everyone running and say, what can I get for you? And you say, where it came from? He says, the king prepared your meal. The angels will say, nuzul min ghafurir rahim. A most merciful Allah has prepared your dastarkhan. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us that when our death comes, in one narration it comes, that the sentence of the angels at the time of death will be so sweet to the individual before he passes away, that on the day when he will be resurrected, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on that day when he stands, that sweetness he will still be feeling. That sweetness he will still be feeling. Meaning it will be such a sweetness that will go right through. Who won't want it? But what you've got to do is, when the time comes to submit, even if my nose has to get cut, I'd rather let it get cut for Allah. Don't ever say my pride, my honor. How dare you tell me what to do? my house. Nothing is ours. Everything is Allah's. May Allah Tabarakallah protect us from pride and whatever pride demands. May Allah let us make sajda with the head and make sajda with the heart.